RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present your program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First headlines. Gajah Mada University and Harvard joined forces. Indonesia to launch integrated emergency call number 112. LPPRB and Radio Vatican establish cooperation. Now the news in detail. Gajah Mada University, UGM in Yogyakarta is working together with the Harvard Medical School to empower mental health workers based on local culture to overcome mental illness issues in the province. Program coordinator Subandi recently said that as an initial step, Gajah Mada University will prepare mental health workers at 5 Puskesmas community health clinics in 4 regions. The health workers are important because the province has the highest number of schizophrenia patients. Based on a study on basic health in 2013, 16,000 people had been diagnosed with schizophrenia, or a prevalence rate of 4.6 per 1,000 people, he said. On the other hand, the number of people dealing with mental health issues such as physiatrists, psychologists, doctors, nurses, and health workers is limited. This is the highest prevalence rate in Indonesia. Communication and Information Minister is currently discussing the integration of emergency call services to telephone number 112 with the Bandung City Government. The head of Bandung City Communication and Information Agency, Aus Bintan, on Tuesday, quoted by Tempo.co, said that the government is set to launch the emergency call 112 nationally. According to Aus, Bandung has been chosen as one of the trial cases for the new service number. The trial of emergency call 112 will be held in Bandung and 10 other cities in Indonesia. Following an availability of the new service number, other existing emergency calls in Bandung, such as 113 for the fire station and 110 for the police station, will be integrated into 112. The new emergency call number is set to operate starting December. Public Broadcasting Radio Republic Indonesia LPPRRI will conduct cooperation with Vatican Radio in 2016 to broadcast the Easter celebration live from Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, in order to bring closer the people of Indonesia and Vatican. That was stated by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi after a bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister of Vatican, Cardinal Vitro Farolint, at the Gedung Pancasila in Jakarta on Tuesday, August 11, 2015. Besides, according to Mr. Retno, the cooperation between the two state-owned radios is also used as a tool to improve the understanding of both countries as a country with Muslim and Catholic majority.
Mengenai masalah kerjasama radio, jadi ada kerjasama.
On the issue of radio cooperation, there is the cooperation between RRI and the Vatican Radio, and for 2016 there will be coverage on Easter celebration issue from Larantuka Flores, which will be broadcast by Radio Vatican. So this radio cooperation will also be used to bring the people of the two countries and to improve the understanding. Previously, Minister Retno Marsudi said besides the cooperation in the broadcasting field, the Indonesian government and the Vatican also discussed on the interfaith dialogue, which is one of the best elements in improving the relationship between Indonesia and the Vatican. She also said that the two countries continue to enhance cooperation in the sociocultural fields, such as the showroom in Vatican Museum, which exhibits the Indonesian culture, such as statues and Borobudur's reliefs. Meanwhile, relating to the education cooperation, Minister Retno Marsudi revealed that there are about 1,500 priests and monks of Indonesia who are studying and working in Vatican City and in Italy. In addition, there is the cooperation between universities in the two countries to conduct exchanges on which Indonesia would send students to the Vatican and Vatican will send teachers to Indonesia. At the same occasion, Foreign Minister of Vatican, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, expressed his admiration towards the pluralism that is still alive in Indonesian people. According to Mr. Cardinal Pietro Parolin, Indonesia is a country that can be a good example of the interreligious harmony because there are diverse religions in Indonesia, but the people can respect each other and accept differences. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister, in collaboration with the National Agency for the Placement and Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, has organized a meeting with 1,000 migrant workers and Indonesian diaspora in Jakarta Theater in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi after officially opened the largest meeting between migrant workers and the Indonesian diaspora said that the government will improve the services and protection for Indonesian migrant workers residing abroad, starting from upstream or the central government to downstream, the embassies and the consulate general of Indonesia abroad.
Governance-nya kita perbaiki dari hulu ke hilir.
We improve the governance from the upstream to the downstream because we will be difficult if we only fix in the downstream. In this case, our services in the embassies, the protection that we have done, so the mindset of the Indonesian diplomats completely has changed. Our alignments to Indonesian migrant workers, our reports to protect, we did remarkably. Of course, regulations, the local regulation must be respected as applicable in all countries. But those efforts will not produce the results optimally if in the upstream also not addressed. Furthermore, Mr. Retno Marsudi said that the Indonesian migrant workers are an integral part of Indonesian diaspora, so the cooperation between them is necessary. The purpose of the meeting with the 1,000 migrant workers and the Indonesian diaspora in Jakarta Theater is to provide the inspiration and motivation to the Indonesian migrant workers in order to be successful in the country, so it will not work again abroad in the informal sector as professional choice. The meeting with the 1,000 migrant workers and the Indonesian diaspora is also part of the Third Congress of Indonesian Diaspora that will be held in Jakarta on 12 until 14 of August 2015. After giving her speech, Minister Retno Marsudi, who was accompanied by the Director of National Agency for Placement and Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Nurson Wahid, and Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities of Indonesia, Minister of Foreign Affairs Lalu Muhammad Iqla, and danced together with the 1,000 migrant workers and the Indonesian diaspora and entertained by the former Indonesian migrant workers and have successfully become a dangdut singers in the country, namely Dua Sabun Colek. United States politics is heating up. This time it is related to Barack Obama's administration to make nuclear deal with Iran. The deal will prevent Iran from making nuclear weapons in exchange to revoke sanctions imposed by the United States, as say United Nations and Western countries that have hindered Iran's economy. New York Senator Chuck Schumer last Tuesday announced that he will vote against President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran and answer questions regarding his statement. Charles said that it was the hardest decision to make and he insists he would not be lobbying members to vote his way as it was a decision of conscience.
That I had to make. I talked to the White House Thursday evening. It somehow leaked out Thursday night, but I made it public. My intention was to make it public Friday. It's a decision of conscience, and it would be unseemly and wrong, and I wouldn't even try to say, oh, you'll get on certain committee or you'll get a road built in your district if you vote this way. This is a decision of conscience. It was for me, and I'll respect that in every one of my colleagues.
Early, his aunt Khalid from New York, Senator Christian Gillibrand, announced that she will be within the agreement. She also said that there will be bigger risks if stood outside the agreement. Even she noticed that there will be risks as well within the agreement.
There are risks within the agreement and there are risks outside the agreement. And I think it's a tough decision for all members, but I believe that the risks are greater outside the agreement.
The vote is expected next month. Schumer said that he has no idea how it will turn out. The last item, Jakarta Composite Index, JCI, at the Indonesian Stock Exchange, IDX, went down by 54 points, or around 1.09%, to commence trading at 4,572.04 points, while the top 45 LQ45 index similarly went down by 12.93 points, or 1.66%, to begin trading at 768.70 points. The head of the research for Universal Broker Indonesia, Satrio Utomo, said on Wednesday that the absence of growth catalysts for the domestic market as well as domestic market has driven the GCI into the red. According to Utomo, the market is entering a consolidation phase after the Chinese government decided to devalue its currency. On the other hand, continued Utomo, the government's plan to announce a cabinet reshuffle is adding to the uncertainty in the market. Utomo calls on investors to remain rational in dealing with the circumstances, as the chances for further economic growth remains wide open. Thus, elected accumulation of shares is advised. IDX Director Samsul Hidayat said that the Indonesian share market is part of the global economy, and any negative movement in the global market is bound to reflect itself in the domestic market, as it impacts both local and international investor decision-making process. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is about today's commentary entitled World Without Nuclear Weapons. Listener, on Sunday, August 9, 2015, a peace bell was tolled in Nagasaki, Japan. The people of Nagasaki stopped their activities for a moment and then bowed their heads. They commemorated the horrific event 70 years ago when their city was destroyed in a blinding flash of white light, the atomic bomb explosion. Nagasaki bombs are often forgotten because people in the world more recognize Hiroshima bomb. Whereas the atomic bombs dropped on Nagasaki were made of plutonium, so as causing more powerful explosive power. Around 74,000 people were killed in the initial explosion near the main arms factory in Nagasaki. The attacks on Nagasaki came 3 days after the American B-29 bomber, the Enola Gay, dropped the little boy bomb on Hiroshima, the first atomic bomb in the world history. Almost everything around the city was burned, with temperatures reaching 4,000 degrees Celsius, hot enough to melt steel. About 140,000 people were estimated to be killed in the Hiroshima attack, including victims who died due to radiation. In addition, the bomb radiation also caused many diseases such as bleeding teeth and gums, and hair loss, cancer, premature birth, disabilities, and sudden death. At the time, Nagasaki was chosen by the U.S. because the initial target city, Kokura, was obscured by clouds. The twin bombings were the final blow to the Empire of Japan, which was forced to surrender on August 15, 1945, and ended the World War II. A solemn ceremony attended by a number of guests from 75 countries, including the U.S. Ambassador Caroline Kennedy, started with the reading of the declaration by the children. At 11:02 local time, a bell signal for 1 minute of silence to commemorate the blast went off in 1945. In his speech at the 70th anniversary of the atomic bomb on Nagasaki, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed his determination to make a world without nuclear weapons. In a statement read on his behalf, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also expressed his hope that Nagasaki bombing should be the last tragedy involving nuclear weapons. Indeed, if we look at the effects caused by the devastating atomic bomb or nuclear explosions, it is natural that the world community in general, and specifically the Japanese people, want to make the world free from mass destruction weapons. the Red Cross and Red Crescent societies in the Nagasaki bomb commemoration a few days ago also encouraged all countries to ensure that nuclear weapons will never be used again. They urged the governments in various countries to continue to negotiate, prohibit the use, and remove nuclear weapons through a legally binding international agreement. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from August 12, 1960, the launching of ECO-1, the first communication satellite. ECO-1 is the United States' first passive communication satellite, made of metal balloon, with 3 meters in diameter, serves to reflect radio waves from the ground station. ECO-1 was launched on 12 August 1960 and occupies a height of about 1,600 kilometers from Earth. Due to its function only reflect to radio waves, the reflected wave is received by the Earth station become very weak. Nevertheless, by using intermediary of ECO-1, the radio communication can be done at a distance of up to 4,000 kilometers, connecting the U.S. East Coast to California. ECO-1 can be seen with the naked eye because it has luminous surface and low lying. On August 12, 1963, the establishment of Indonesian Women Air Force, or WARA. WARA is the realization of women's emancipation. They want to be the same as men, including as member of the Air Forces. At that time, the young scholar and a scholar of women penetrated the habit of becoming member of the Air Forces. The first trust given to them is appropriate instinct and nature of womanhood. They are assigned in the field of administration as a language teacher, doctor, and legal fields. After a few years, they show a greater ability. The tasks related to flying start to be done. They also regulate flying through the air traffic control tower. Since that time, WARA continues to grow and not awkward anymore in performing tasks normally carried out by the men army. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with a historical event on August 12th. It is commemorated as an International Youth Day. An idea about the importance of young people to have a special day began from the World Conference of Ministers, who are responsible for dealing with adolescent issues, held in Lisbon on August 8th to 12, 1998. The ministers have proposed that the last day of the conference celebrated as International Youth Day. Finally, in December 1999, the General Assembly of the United Nations passed a resolution that was set on 12th of August as International Youth Day. Well, listener, that was Today in History. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Voice Green. Today's edition features Indonesia commemorates National Nature Conservation Day. August 10th is commemorated annually as National Nature Conservation Day. The inauguration of the day is based on Presidential Decree No. 22-2009 as an effort to introduce nature conservation to the people, making it a national culture. Series of National Nature Conservation Day 2015 events were held in Ujung Kulon National Park, Banten, and was opened by the Environment and Forestry Ministry on Saturday, August the 8th. This year's commemoration is celebrated through National Nature Conservation Jamboree on August the 8th to 10th.
Besides the jamboree, the commemoration of National Nature Conservation Day in Banten was also enlivened with handicraft exhibition, natural source conservation themed movie screening and nature service activity. This event themed Natural Conservation Sustainability for Equitable People Welfare was attended by ambassadors of several countries, Banten Governor, Pandeglang Region, environmentalists, NGOs, businessmen, National Nature Conservation Jamboree participants, and National Park Ambassador. The environment anniversary, which fell near the Indonesian Independence Day, became a moment to increase the nationality through forest protection and utilization. As reported by Antara on that occasion, the Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that Indonesia has 134 hectares of forest. Moreover, the forest is 70% of Indonesian land. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, the white forest can make Indonesia a comfortable place to live. Also, it can be a popular location for tourism with good management. The minister added, the government is allocating 27 hectares forest as conservation forest. Meanwhile, the rest becomes 51 hectares national park, 113 hectares national park, 21 hectares forest park, 14 hectares game park, 249 hectares natural reserve, and 77 hectares wildlife reserve. Although the forest covered 70% of Indonesian land, Minister Siti Nurbaya asked people to be active in preventing and protecting the forest from ecosystem destruction. Therefore, she also thanked to the environmentalists who had participated and motivated people to save the nature. Besides activities organized by the government, the National Nature Conservation Day was also commemorated by environmental activists. A number of activists in Lampung Province commemorated the day on August 10th under the theme Make National Nature Conservation Day a Moment to Save the Biodiversity. According to one of the activists, Iqbal Amiruddin in Bandar Lampung Monday, the National Nature Conservation Day was held by Lampung Regional Coordinator of Indonesian Conservation Cadre Communication Forum. Iqbal said, the day was commemorated by conveying aspiration to the Lampung Governor, M. Rido Ficardo, in the Governor's office. After that, there was Wildlife Protection Act socialization to the animal trader in their kiosk in Bandar Lampung City. The last activity was socialization of National Nature Conservation Day to the mall visitors in Bandar Lampung. According to Iqbal, the protection and preservation of environment, flora and fauna demanded concern, support and real action from all sides, especially the youth and stakeholders, so that the nature continuity and ecosystem stability are well preserved. Listener, that was Voy Green from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here you see a brief read by Rahmana. Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta is working together with Harvard Medical School to empower mental health workers based on local culture to overcome mental illness issues in the province. Communication and Information Ministry is currently discussing the integration of emergency call services to telephone number 112 with the Bandung City Government. The head of the Bandung City Communication and Information Agency, Awas Bintan, on Tuesday, as quoted by Tempo.co, said that the government is set to launch the emergency call 112 nationally. Public Broadcasting Radio Republic Indonesia, LPPRRI, will conduct cooperation with Vatican Radio in 2016 to broadcast the Easter celebration live from Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, in order to bring closer the people of Indonesia and Vatican. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister, in collaboration with the National Agency for the Placement and Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, has organized a meeting with 1,000 migrant workers and Indonesian diaspora in Jakarta Theater in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, after officially opened the largest meeting between migrant workers and the Indonesian diaspora, said that the government will improve the services and protection for Indonesian migrant workers residing abroad, starting from the upstream or the central government to downstream or the embassies and the consulate general of Indonesia abroad. United States politics is heating up. This time it is related to the Barack Obama's administration to make a nuclear deal with Iran. The deal will prevent Iran from making nuclear weapons in exchange to report sanctions imposed by the United Nations and Western countries that have hindered Iran's economy. Jakarta Composite Index, JCI, at the Indonesian Stock Exchange, IDX, went down by 50.54 points or 1.09% to commence trading at 4,572.04 points, while the top 45 index similarly went down by 12.93 points or around 1.66% to begin trading at 768.70 points. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll feature Gendang Belek, a typical instrument from Lombok, Western Nusa Tenggara. So stay tuned. Listen, on August the 8th, a festival entitled Mentraman Festival was held along Langko Street of Mataram City in Western Nusa Tenggara Province. The festival performance was begun by massive dance involving 1,500 dancers, which consisted of students and artists of Dances Hall of Mataram City, Western Nusa Tenggara Province. The massive dance entitled Rerambutan Paer Bawa Kota Mentaram, telling about beautiful princess who is lost by the wind and saved by a prince. The legend is known as Dende Saleh legend. Besides massive dance, various arts and cultures attraction also enliven the festival, such as Gendang Belek art. Listener, Gendang Belek is percussion instrument of Sasak people in Western Nusa Tenggara province. Gendang Belek consists of two words and a combination of Indonesian language and Sasak. Belek from Sasak language means big, while it is named Gendang because it has a shape like gendang or two-headed drum. It is made from Meranti tree which grows in Lombok. Gendang Belek produces big and echo sound. The sound is produced by the middle part of the Meranti trunk, which is perforated and covered by goat, cow, or buffalo leather. Its size is big, with 50 cm diameter and 1.5 meter long. Gendang Belek previously was only a musical instrument to accompany soldiers when going to war. In the past, people believed the sound which was produced was able to make soldiers more brave to sacrifice to defend the kingdom. By development era, this art is used as entertainment, which is performed on cultural events, art or traditional wedding. Listener, Lisana, gendang belek is played in a group. A group of gendang belek usually consists of 15 until 17 men. The players are called sekaha. Gendang belek itself consists of two gendang or drums which have different sizes. Namely, the big one is called gendang nina or woman and the small one is called gendang mame or man. Togetherness with gendang belek, they play other instruments such as terumpang, gong, kenceng, flute, oncer or petuk and pencek. Terumpang is an instrument and has a shape like a big pan which has small circle in the middle. This instrument is made from brass, while kenceng is made from brass and has a shape like a plate and in the middle it is given bulge and rope as the handle. This instrument consists of two pairs, each player of gendang belek holds a pair. Then oncer or petuk has a shape like a gong, but its size is smaller than terumpang and made from brass and copper. The last is pencek. It has a form like kenceng, but its shape is smaller and it is put on wooden board hanging on the neck. Listener, gendang belek can be played by walking or sitting. Walking composition has certain rule. It is different from sitting, which has no rule. When playing, gendang belek carrier will play it while dancing. The dance movements are various depending on its use. This dance usually is created by the players. For Sasak people, the native people of West Nusa Tenggara province, gendang belek has philosophical value and very sacred. Sasak people consider gendang belek has a value of beauty, perseverance, patience, wisdom, accuracy, and heroism. These values are always in the hearts of Sasak people. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring gendang belek art of Sasak people in West Nusa Tenggara province. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled photography, or in English means photography, so stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expressions that relate to our today's topic. I will say them 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. Suka, suka, in English, like. Fotografi, fotografi, in English, photography. Sejak, sejak, in English, since. 15 tahun, 15 tahun. In English, 15 years. Object, object, in English, object. Photo, 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 in English, photo. Keindahan bunga, in English, flower beauty. Gerak gerik binatang, in English, animal movements. Pemandangan alam. Pemandangan alam, in English, natural scenery. Kalau begitu, in English, So, pergi, pergi in English, to go. Taman bunga in English, flower garden. Berbagai jenis bunga in English, various kinds of flowers. Ide yang bagus in English, good idea. Kapan, kapan in English, when. Mungkin, mungkin in English, maybe. Hari Sabtu pagi in English, on Saturday morning. Jam delapan in English, 8 o'clock. Jemput aku di rumah in English, pick me up at home. Listener, now we'll feature a conversation between Andri and Raffi. I will say them 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. Hey, hi Raffi, aku dengar kamu suka fotografi ya. Hi Raffi, aku dengar kamu suka fotografi ya. In English, hi Raffi, I heard you like photography. B, ya, hobiku fotografi sejak usia 15 tahun. Ya, hobiku fotografi sejak usia 15 tahun. In English, yes, my hobby is photography since 15 years old. A, objek apa saja yang kamu sukai untuk fotomu? Objek apa saja yang kamu sukai untuk fotomu? In English, what object do you like for your photo? B, aku suka keindahan. Aku suka keindahan. In English, I like beauty. Bunga, gerak-gerik binatang, dan pemandangan alam. Bunga, gerak-gerik binatang, dan pemandangan alam. In English, flowers, animal movement, and natural beauty. A. Kalau begitu, mari kita pergi ke Taman Bunga Cisarua Bogor. Kalau begitu, mari kita pergi ke Taman Bunga Cisarua Bogor. In English, why don't we go to Cisarua Flower Garden in Bogor? Kamu bisa foto berbagai jenis bunga dan pemandangan alam di sana. Kamu bisa foto berbagai jenis bunga dan pemandangan alam di sana. In English, you can take pictures of various kinds of flowers and natural beauty there. B. Wah, ide yang bagus. Wah, ide yang bagus. In English, wow, that's a good idea. Kapan kita berangkat ke Cisarua? Kapan kita berangkat ke Cisarua? In English, when will we go to Cisarua? A. Mungkin hari Sabtu pagi jam 8. Mungkin hari Sabtu pagi jam 8. In English, on Saturday at 8 o'clock, maybe. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? In English, what do you think? B. Baiklah, kamu jemput aku di rumah ya. Baiklah, kamu jemput aku di rumah ya. In English, okay. You pick me up at my house, okay? A. Baik, sampai ketemu Sabtu. Baik, sampai ketemu Sabtu. In English, okay, see you on Saturday. Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening, and we meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's music corner will introduce you to an Indonesian singer, Anderta. Although he is in dreadlock hairstyle and simple performance, Anderta is not a reggae musician. Listener, let's listen to Anderta's song entitled Bintang di Langit.
Sedalam jangkauan jiwaku, itulah aku, itulah diriku. Tetaplah kau diam di sini, temani suragaku sampai kita mati nanti. Kisah ini menjadi abadi. Jutaan bintang di langit, tak ada yang bisa menerangi hatiku seperti dirimu. Namun seseorang kamu mampu melebihi itu. Ku mencintai sedalam nafasku. Tetaplah kau diam di sini, temani suragaku sampai kita mati nanti. Dan kisah ini menjadi abadi.
Beginning from cafe singer, Anderta has also many experiences in singing in front of public. It makes Herman, a guitarist of 17 band, interested to Anderta to sing his song composition entitled Jujur Saja. The song Jujur Saja is a medium up-tempo song and groovy. It tells about someone who wants to tell his feeling of love to his beloved girl. Listener, let's listen to the coming song entitled Jujur Saja by Anderta.
Bukan ku tak sayang, bukan ku tak cinta, apalagi tak memperhatikanmu. Aku hanya butuh sedikit berpaling.
sayang dan makin tergila padamu. Asal kamu tahu semua itu hanya untuk menjemputmu.
Just listen to the song entitled Jujur Saja by Anderta in today's segment of Music Corner over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, more story about Anderta, the singer that is presented to you in this Music Corner. Anderta, who previously handling the performance of cafe bands and take his long trip hobby to various cities in Indonesia, finally he should settle down in Jakarta. His presence is getting familiar among people through his performance in some TV programs and off-air as well. To become a solo singer is actually Anderta's desire since long time ago. Anderta has also released single entitled Selalu Ada, composed by Digo Drive. Like his other songs, the song Selalu Ada is also presented in pop nuances themed love story. Anderta also brings some songs familiarly sung by Sting, Michael Bublé, and Bruno Mars. Familiar and smiling are other characteristics of the man who was born in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, 31 years ago. So he is getting more popular among musicians and music lovers in the country. Dear listener, let's enjoy the last two songs from Anderta entitled Selalu Ada and Aku Kamu Indonesia, featuring Gilang Dirga. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Berulang kali aku katakan ku sungguh menyukaimu. Semua rayuan telah ku ungkapkan untuk kamu. Sampaikan di hadapan wajahmu segala cara telah kulakukan untuk dapatkanmu. Sisa untukku sedikit buah.
akan ku menyerah walau sampai ku mati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Kita hidup di negara yang indah. Kita hidup bersama Indonesia dan selalu tersenyum bahagia. Kita adalah Indonesia.
Berdiri di atas tanah yang kaya, beragam suku, adat dan budaya, menjadi satu untuk Indonesia. Kita adalah Indonesia.
Cinta, cinta Indonesia. Darah, darah Indonesia. Aku bangga jadi Indonesia. Oh,
cinta, cinta Indonesia. Raga, raga Indonesia. Aku bangga jadi Indonesia. Kita hidup di negara yang indah.
Kita hidup bersama Indonesia
dan selalu tersenyum bahagia. Kita adalah Indonesia.
Aku Indonesia, yeah.
Kamu Indonesia. Kita Indonesia.
kamu lagi-lagi kamu. Berikan sesuatu dalam hidupku. Kamu lagi-lagi kamu. Temani aku jalani waktu. Hey gadis, mendekatlah. Kau buatku jadi mengagumimu. Tubuh indah dan senyummu yang mereka. Lengkap sudah ku semakin tergila-gila. Tak tahu apa yang membuatmu tebarkan pesona indahmu. Ku pun jadi mau untuk dekat denganmu. Tinggal tunggu waktu sampai ku dapatkanmu. Kau hadir di saat hati ini beku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.